Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Am I the only one who's had crap hit their house?
Okay, what? Oh, that's right. The house you were growing up
yes!
in.
Yes!
All the time.
Nothing like a plane wheel hitting it, but Amber's new to the show. My parents live on a street that is straight for like 17 miles, except in front of our house.
So people aren't expecting the turn.
When you're DUIing up, you know, you're just like kind of trying to get home. It's like, I'm going to take that street because it never curves. It curves right in front of my house.
Dang,
literally like three or four cars a summer would end up in our front yard.
Whoa.
To the point that my father eventually bought a tractor and parked it in the front so they'd crash into that. I want that to not be true, but that's absolutely true.
Oh, my God!
And were most of them the slow blink DUI drivers?
Oh, well, every single one of them was a slow blink.
So 2 a.m. every Saturday, Sunday morning.
Yes.
And
my dad, knowing that it's going to happen every 2 a.m., never changed his habit of sleeping in his tidy whities. And so it's like, and he's not the grab your pants kind of guy.
Just going out there.
What the hell is going on? Russian rugged.
That's awesome.
He's so white because he worked construction. So he just like was like wore long, like he, so it's just
glowing
bright.
In the dark.
Yeah, it was horrifying. He has the softest feet I've ever felt though.
Okay.
Interesting.
Because he always had socks and boots on. Isn't that weird?
I trust you.
No, I mean. Today is one of those stream of consciousness days. Okay. Say stuff that comes out.
That's
is,
gonna be awesome.
So yes, that used to hit my house like once a week. In fact, my favorite hit my house was somebody finally crashed into our neighbor's car. He worked for the Times Call, the local newspaper in Longmont.
The Times Call.
But they were going so fast that they launched their car into our house.
What?
That's
so we woke
impressive.
Up and it was like the neighbor's car. And we're like, what the hell? We look and we're like, oh, it was a ping pong move.
Holy geez.
It was the Times Call car in our front yard.
All right.
Anyway, the reason we're talking about this is a Chicago owner got an airplane wheel slammed into their roof.
Whoa.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, how'd the plane land then?
According to the pilot, he didn't even realize the wheel had fallen off until he landed.
What?
Okay, what?
So you're probably setting it down, and all of a sudden it's like, and you're like, what the, what? Because, wow.
That family, here's your wheel.
Yeah, like,
he left it back here.
How does that, you
right?
not screw that on?
There's some maintenance.
Don't you do a walk around the plane and
usually,
check the lugs?
Check the tire.
Yeah, double check.
No one on the ground or plane was hurt.
Wow.
So, pretty amazing.
There's plenty of people who've had blue juice hit their house.
Oh, yeah. They call them Boeing bombs.
What are they?
So,
yeah.
Tour planes?
No, just it's like regular airplanes. You know, when you look down in it, like the blue juice that's in the toilet?
No, they release it.
They don't release it on purpose, but what happens is whoever drains it, there's a process to draining it.
Slacker used to have to do it.
I got really good at throwing the bag, so I didn't have to do that. Because I'm like, because you put this like dryer-like hose, it's huge, bigger than a fire hose, up on the plane and lock it in place, and you got to hear two clicks. And I remember this kid, Sean, it was like, it was his first time. I was like, he clicks it, and I'm like... And as he starts to hit the release valve, I'm like, did you hear two? And it was two.
No!
Oh, right,
literally saying the number two to him, and it's like, boom!
Oh,
two.
Like, did he quit immediately?
We didn't see him for a week. Because, I think there's a protocol, because you just drank Let's talk about people's movements when they're on a plane.
Hazardous.
You're most of the time when you're traveling, your guts are not the best.
Okay.
So what drained directly onto his face as he was looking up at it?
Oh my God.
It's the worst. Anyway, when you reclose it, you have to get the two clicks. Otherwise, there's a slow drip out the back of the plane. It gets up to 40,000 feet. That slow drip is just freezing to the belly of the plane and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it falls off.
Oh.
And then it just lands wherever. And people are like, it's a meteor. It's not. It's poop.
It's frozen poop.
It's frozen blue
it's
poop.
Caca.
Yeah. It's caca. A ton of poop. So,
a wheel's way better than the blue stuff. Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So if you've had something hit your house, be it a car, a plane part, what else could hit you? Oh my God, birds.
Birds.
Yeah.
Have you ever lived in a house that happens to?
No.
But it happens in my house all the time because I'm out in the sticks, I think.
Okay, that's why. I was like, I've heard of this somewhere, though.
Oh, yeah. But Chad, my buddy, just took a video. His didn't die. My house is tall. So when they hit, they don't die from hitting your house. They die from being unconscious and falling to their death.
Oh.
So being that I live in an opulent mansion, they fall. But he had one hit his house and he had to like nurse it back to health.
Oh,
it was a
man.
Little red bird.
It was all stunned. And
it was super stunned. He said it like stood outside forever. He petted it.
Oh my gosh.
It was really cool. Anyway, I'm going to get to the point. Hit your house.
Yeah.
We want your calls. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. Anybody had a deer? Why are they all me? You lived in the sticks. Didn't a deer ever hit your house?
No, but I just saw a video where a deer went into a hair salon. It just ran right through the glass front door, terrorized, and took off. Out.
Why?
Not a house, but a hair salon.
That counts.
Okay.
I feel like that counts.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Because my family, I have enough family that lives like in the Lions area. That happens all the time.
Wildlife just comes running up and
they just come and they'll bash in your, like I think one of my cousins puts like the deer repellent or like fox urine or something.
Yes.
And so the males will get mad because they smell it and they'll just come running and they'll like bash into their house.
Yay.
To try to get, yeah. Cause they try to fight whatever that smell is. They're like, there's a fox over here and I'm gonna kill it.
Yeah.
Cause that's what it is. Fox pee. Anyway,
wow.
The one that's not so fun has happened in Michigan. A plane crashed into the house.
Oh, no.
Oh,
there was
dead.
Pilot didn't make it. Two family members in the house.
Oh, they're just minding their own business.
Can we just have calls where nobody died?
Yeah.
Let's be more fun. If something fun hit your house and nobody died, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're looking for people who've had something land on their house.
Right.
Hit your house
yes.
is what we call it. And if you've got a great call, we want to talk to you. Let's start here with George.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Hit your house.
Okay.
What hit your house?
I did.
You hit it with what?
I hit it. Okay, so my parents lived out in the country at the bottom of a big hill.
Oof.
And So we would go sledding, my friends and me, when I was a kid. And this isn't like a ski-in, ski-out lodge, you know, where there's like a little area. I mean, it's just like right at the bottom of the hill. So I'm sledding. I lose control. And I go, boom, right through the sliding glass door into the living room.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hi, everyone.
Fun.
Dang.
Glass shards.
Does it, is it the kind of glass, like your windshield? Does it?
They do now.
Does it shatter? Like,
but it's not sharp.
Turns
it
into the little pea glass or whatever?
Yeah, I heard that maybe.
Are you messed up?
No, I was cut, but nothing permanent or life endangering. But no, it wasn't that kind of glass that breaks into a million pieces at that time. I went so fast that I kind of more left a hole. And at first it was, I didn't see it, but I think what it was a hole. And then by the time I passed it, then it collapsed after that.
Dang, so you're sliding down into the kitchen, right into the living room.
Booking it. Wow. All right. Thank you for the call, George. Candy.
Yay.
Yay. Hit your house. What hit your house?
A food truck. A big, smelly food truck.
What?
Oh, that's almost a dream come true. Yes. Did it do damage? Was there still food inside?
It went through my wall. I mean, luckily nobody was hurt. Yeah. And it was a mess. You know, we got it cleaned up. We got it fixed. You know, everything paid and fixed and everything. However, it left. The food truck was like a fish and chips food truck. So needless to say, I have this lingering, like, fishy, like, rotten-y, grease fish smell. Like, it's disgusting.
Why couldn't it be pulled pork?
I feel like, even pork would be...
Yeah, gross.
Fish is just not gonna...
Or whatever you have. You always have the Mediterranean meal.
Oh,
or whatever.
Yeah, I like that one. The one with the... Yeah, that would be better. Because fish... And I don't know if there's a hazmat crew that can come out and get fish smell off of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just need to sell the place. Do you have to disclose that?
I'm thinking about it. Right. I can't even have people over. Like, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, wow.
Well, what happened? Were they drunk? Or did they just lose control? Or do you even know?
They lost control. I think they thought it was in park or reverse. It was one of those. And I live like right on the street where they have the little, you know, the food fests. And it was great.
Wow. All right. Good luck with your fish, Mel. Thank you. Mike.
Yay.
Yay.
Hit your house.
Well, I grew up in a small town called Firestone, which is not far from your neck of the woods of Longmont.
Oh, yeah, I love me some Firestone. The lines are getting blurred between Frederick and Firestone currently.
That's
but
true.
It's all kind of turning into one town there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. Well, you remember on the weekend mornings, hot air balloons would be up, mm-hmm. and they'd start early in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Well, one Sunday morning, we were awoken by a big old thud and a scrape across our metal roof. a hot air balloon landed on our metal roof of the house. And we was only a single story ranch home, so it echoed through the entire house and everybody was wrestled out of their bed.
It didn't do damage though?
Oh, holy moly.
No, because it was a well built house.
Wow.
But it just big old thud.
I thought you were gonna say like, oh, they drop stuff out of it occasionally. Not the entire balloon came down on your house.
That's... blue juice dropping out of there.
Balloon blue juice. Did they apologize? Did you like go outside?
By the time we got like figured out what was going on, they were gone. We saw them just floating away. They didn't say. They didn't do anything.
That's pretty slick.
Sorry. Get the juice.
Yeah. It was called a touch and go.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
On your house, yes.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Wow.
Sandy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hit your house. What hit your house?
It wasn't a house. It was my ex-husband's work. He does works at a military base. He tracks aircraft.
Okay.
And fighter jet crashed into the building.
Was it flying at the time or just driving on the tarmac?
No, it was flying.
Oh, a fighter jet.
Flying and it crashed into the building.
Whoa.
So that's armed. It's loaded up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
So there was death involved?
There was people in the building and stuff. Nobody, thank God, nobody got hurt.
Wow. Also, the pilot ejected too?
No, the pilot did die.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, there was one. Yeah.
But
still, that's pretty impressive. It's more, it's more impressive than Blue Juice, I guess. Thank you for the call, Sandy. Spencer.
Yeah.
Hit your house.
Yay.
What hit your house?
We had a charcoal grill outside after we were barbecuing one summer, and we had some pretty rambunctious bears, and it was down there messing with it, trying to get the lock open, and it decided he was going to throw it at the house and see if he could get it to open, and he ended up throwing it through the window.
He threw the whole grill?
What?
Yeah, the whole charcoaler went through.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of badass. He didn't get that open, but he got your house open. That's...
Yeah, I mean... He was kind of, he was satisfied with the grill. He was like, all right, cool. I got whatever was in there.
What? That is the most bizarre thing ever. Thank you for the call. Taylor.
Yo.
What hit your house?
So I used to live on Westwood's golf course in Arvada on like hole 11. And we had every single window broken, and our neighbors had over 1,000 golf balls stuck in their stucco sidewall.
No!
Because you're close to the pin, so it's like, bah! People are hitting the ball like it's hard.
Damn.
That sucks.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.